In today's lesson, I want to talk about the Word of God. The words of God that many people ignore. In fact, I've heard some people say that they never read these words of God. One preacher said, "I never read those words. There's nothing good in them. Everything that's good is in the New Testament." Well, the Old Testament is what I'd like to talk to you about today. Paul told the Romans that whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Paul was talking about the Old Testament. In fact, that was the only written word of God that Paul had to read. This was the only book that the apostles preached from. This was the only book that they used to vindicate the things that they were preaching to the people. Jesus even told the scribes and Pharisees, "You do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God." They erred because they didn't know the Scriptures. They didn't know the law of Moses, nor the writings of the prophets. And because they didn't know them, they erred from the truth. And he says, "You don't even know the power of God." It appears to me that Jesus is equating knowing the power of God to the knowledge of the Word of God. Jesus was talking about the writings of Moses and the prophets. Paul said of these, and I quoted it earlier, that through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, we might find hope. Jesus said, "Search the Scriptures." Jesus was talking about that group of writings that we refer to as the Old Testament. It's the sacred writings of the Jewish nation, the book that the apostles preached from, the book that the New Testament church preached and lived by. It was the same book that the people searched daily to find out whether Paul was preaching the truth or not. You know about those people, those Bereans, that when Paul would preach, they would flip through the pages of their Scriptures just to see if Paul's words was actually true. The Old Testament vindicated everything that those apostles preached. It vindicated the preaching of Jesus Christ. Many times Jesus says, "Have you not heard?" Or, "Have you not read?" Or, "It is written." These scriptures in the Old Testament reveal the moral will of God. Paul understood that salvation comes through faith in Jesus Christ alone. He also knew that God revealed important truths about His will in the Scriptures. Paul applied these truths to the Christian faith as he wrote letters often quoting from the Old Testament. There is power in these words of the Old Testament. Had they known these scriptures, would they have also known the power of God? That's something to think about. These books of the Old Testament is also included in the writings of the New Testament. The prophets wrote, Paul says, they were written for our learning and that we could find comfort in the Scriptures and we could find hope. Is there any comfort and hope in the Old Testament? Apparently so. Paul admonished those in Rome that these scriptures were written, that we through patience and comfort, that we could find hope in these scriptures. Have you found any hope in these scriptures lately? Maybe you are missing some of the hope and some of the comfort that you need. Maybe these scriptures could help comfort you, help give you hope. These scriptures in the Old Testament focuses on God's revelation of Himself. It focuses on His plan of redemption for mankind. The Old Testament begins with God's creation of the heavens, the earth, and ultimately human beings. He created mankind in righteousness, placed them into the Garden of Eden in order to have fellowship with them. According to Genesis, the 3rd chapter, God came down and walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. God had given Adam and Eve perfect liberty with only one restriction. His rules for them were explicit, easily to observe. However, when they decided to exercise their own will in direct disobedience to God's instructions, and by this single disobedience, man fell from his perfect, holy, righteous state. From that point on, the Old Testament tells the story of God's work in redeeming His creation, a story that leads to the gospel and the coming of Jesus Christ. The devil had told Eve, "If you eat the fruit that God told you not to, you will be like God." They were already like God. They were pure. They were holy, made righteous from the hand of God. Not only were they holy and pure and righteous, their appearance was like God. They were created in the image and likeness of God. If Eve had recognized that fact, how different the history of mankind would have been. I'm going to stop the lesson right here, but I would urge you to be with me for the next few lessons as we journey through this book we call the Old Testament, the most exciting book in all of human history. It is the Word of God, and as such, it is God's communication to this world, revealing messages about Him, about hope, life, and love. So I would ask you, join me every day this week and possibly into next week. You'll discover things that maybe you have overlooked. You'll gain fresh insight into this word that we call the Old Testament.